time, you are a cruel mistress. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That is true.
I joined the show about a decade ago.
Has it been that long?
Wow. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Crazy. You've been here before I have.
Ever since, I've been watching my co-host physically deteriorate.
Wow.
Which has been kind of sad and also kind of funny to witness.
I thought you were going to talk about how we've grown so close together.
I mean, that too.
Okay.
But it is kind of funny because somebody in this room pulled a muscle in their neck from breathing weird. So, yeah, it's different. And we have preemptively ordered a studio wheelchair, anticipating the next show injury. But lately, I've also noticed my co-host deteriorating mentally.
And that's for sure, bro.
That should be very evident as we do another edition of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the show has been thinking about lately, if they can remember what that was.
Yeah, so. I feel like we're going to go to Brooke and she's not even going to make sense.
What?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah, who is this?
Let's share our thoughts and feelings, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's been on your mind?
You guys, my three-year-old son is so adorable.
Yeah, he is.
And he is humiliating me.
Uh-oh.
He has this new thing where he asks in a cute, like, kind of baby voice for tummy kisses.
Oh.
And it's not for me to kiss his tummy. Oh. He wants to kiss my tummy.
Oh,
wait a minute.
And he has no chill about it. And it always happens when he's in an uncomfortable situation, right? So if it's like somebody new we're talking to or we're at a store, it's always a stranger.
So it's a comforting.
It's a comfort thing. And the problem is that he doesn't listen for my response on whether this is cool or not.
Yeah.
He just goes right in and pulls up my shirt. And my stomach has never been a real, like, highlight of my self-confidence.
No, like, six-pack down.
No. And he doesn't care because he's three and he's sweet.
Does it make the raspberry, like, fart noise?
Oh, my God. Sometimes he sucks on it.
Oh,
and I'm like, stop.
Oh,
stop. Yes. I'm like, what are you doing?
Do you ever tell him, no, you can't do that? Or you just let him do it and you're like, oh, kids will be kids.
Well, no, I tell him, like, no, mom doesn't want that right now. And I try to pull my shirt down, but then he's got these big eyes and he feels uncomfortable. And I just...
Yeah.
Brooke, I
need to stop it. I
you
need
do.
To stop the tummy kisses.
Okay.
But I also don't want to lose his like innocence and make him feel like he's doing something wrong because he's not, and we're a very body positive family.
Well, of course.
Until it comes to mommy's fat roll over the top of her jeans.
All right.
So if anybody's got any ideas for me, please.
But if you're in the grocery store today and you see some kid underneath a woman's shirt in the freezer aisle just like going to town, don't worry.
God.
It's just Brooke. Being extra kind to her son.
Sorry.
Jose, what's been on your mind lately?
Well, you know what? I just want to say we have the absolute best listeners. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, lately I've been doing new phone taps and new characters, and we've all been doing phone taps. Me, Jeff, Brooke, Digital Jake. So it's been really fun, but like, you know, there's been certain times that I've been in bad moods and a little more depressed because of the pandemic, you know?
Totally, and you're stuck in a one-bedroom apartment by yourself.
Yeah.
You can't see your family.
Okay, don't remind
Sorry.
Me.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't have a baby trying to touch my belly button.
Credit score's not that good.
Yeah, okay, we get it. All right, very sad. Can't do comedy and make people laugh. So I come into work, and I'll get these texts and people, the new, especially the characters. There's a phone type character named Clover that I do.
Uh-huh.
And he sounds like this, and he's like, hello, very rugged, right?
Yeah.
And people are sending me the best, we love the character, keep it up, this is the funniest we've ever heard. I don't know if you're exaggerating, but thank you, it makes me so happy.
I agree.
And
I mean, I think it's so kind.
Yeah,
and for people to like reach out and share positive messages.
Yeah.
I mean, when do you ever call a company and be like, you're doing a great job?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really happen that way.
Yeah.
So.
So thank you for texting in, keep them coming, and I'll try to, we'll all keep the phone tapped.
Jose's mental stability
so
depends on your compliments right now.
We're
text them in.
A lot of therapists were texting in, like, look, Jose, I'm here.
Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us something hopefully more positive that's been on your mind.
Yeah, a little more positive. I became a mom recently.
Okay. Oh, yes. What are you talking about?
A plant mom?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, plant mom. You got
yes.
to plant babies.
You got a rescue?
So yeah, I decided to go all out the other day and buy 8 plants.
8?
Yeah.
Whoa. And you've never owned one before?
No, but I thought, you know, we have one, you can have them all. It's fine.
What, okay. Yeah. Devon, what are you doing?
I can just like group them together. So I downloaded an app that tells me like what to do.
Yeah.
And it is giving me anxiety because I have notifications off the charts on these plants.
How many things are there to do? There's like
there's a lot.
There's water.
That's what I thought. Do you have to replant them or something? Or
see,
like
I'm so scared to do that.
So I just thought if I put them outside, they'll take care of themselves.
Just, they're indoor plants.
Well, I thought the sun.
You're already doing it.
Like I figured the sun would just take care of them. I went out there and like fewer sunburnt. I think they're black now.
Yeah. That's not a good. They're dead.
Yeah. You didn't put the suntan lotion on them before you put them outside.
One is like legit chewed, like gnawed at.
Oh my gosh.
Someone wants to come take care of the plants. Okay. They might be dead, but you can have them.
So. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Sometimes, you know, I think the world is trying to send you messages.
Okay.
And yeah, I believe that.
I got a message recently because I dropped off my car the other day to get a little bit of maintenance. And while I waited for it, I went next door to grab some food. And you have to wait outside there to get your order because of all the social distancing. So as I'm out there sitting on the curb waiting for my food, a woman comes up to me. And she hands me a dollar and says, God bless you.
No way!
She thought you were homeless.
Yeah.
Dude, you host a national
but
radio show.
I will
show.
Say, your hair is out of control right now. You
it's
do
the
look
hair.
Like...
It's the hair.
You're almost Jesus at this point with your
look
locks,
like,
man.
Like broke Russell
I have
Brand.
Not cut my hair or my beard since the whole quarantine thing has started. And I guess it's coming across as homeless-y now. And it's true, like, I didn't shower that morning, so I guess I get it.
You smell ripe.
But it took me a few seconds to process, like, what was happening, and then she walked away, and I was like, oh, no.
You're like, she thinks I'm homeless.
I was like, do I have to give this dollar back?
You didn't, did you?
I didn't.
Should.
No, I did
no,
not give the dollar back, because it would be too embarrassing to walk back up to her and be like, by the way, I'm not homeless, I'm just a radio personality. But no, I think maybe the world is telling me it's time to get a haircut.
Or stop looking so sad sitting on a curb. I'm not sure which.
But maybe our digital producer Jake can take a photo of my hair and put it up on the website, and we can put it to a vote for the listeners. Do
like,
I keep?
Ooh, let's Photoshop.
How much should we donate to you to make sure that you can pay for your rent?
No, tell me, keep it or cut it, because I like long hair.
I think it looks great.
I think the beard needs a trim.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it looks great for a vagrant.
Well, maybe I'll be in like the sexiest vagrant magazine.
There you go.
Text into 78592. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately, positive or negative. We'll read your text coming up right after this.